very difficult. So how can, in the current conditions, a dinosaur like that live? So they found some insects trapped in amber. And this is made famous in Jurassic Park. I know they haven't been able to get dino DNA on there, out of there, but they have tested the air bubbles that they found in there. And what they have found is that there's 50% more oxygen than it does now. So for some reason, and somehow, even though scientists today are saying, hey, if our oxygen levels are different, there would be no life, there was something different going on there. The only trend in the recent literature is that suggestion of far more oxygen in the early atmosphere than imagined. And so what would that mean? Well, under double atmospheric pressure, blood plasma would become oxygen saturated. So I remember when I was a little child being glued to the TV to find out what happened to baby Jessica. Baby Jessica, I remember my mom and me were just, what is going to happen to this baby who fell down in this well? And it was like this huge drama. Does anyone remember that? Did anyone, like, everyone was like, baby Jessica, baby Jessica. And I'm like this little kid. I'm like, what's going to happen to baby Jessica? And so, you know, she got saved. Everything's all right. But I didn't know the rest of the story. Baby Jessica, after being in that 8-foot well, 5 and, oh, I made a spelling error. How don't you remind me to fix this slide? I've done this like so many times. Anyways, being in an 8-foot well, 58 and a half hours in Texas there. Well, what happened was is that she had all these, you know, blood because of where she was. Blood wasn't being circulated, and they're like, we're going to have to cut off her limbs. And this one doctor said, listen, before we go hacking off limbs, let us try to do something. Let us put her in the hyperbaric oxygen chamber and see if we can save her limbs. So what that does is it increases the amount of oxygen and the pressurizes that, so to see if that would heal her. Well, baby Jessica's leg and foot were what? Were saved, showing that healing would happen quicker if you have what? More oxygen. Now, normally, what are these used to treat? The bends, right? You go diving and you come up too fast and you start dying and they stick you one of these to sort you out. But now they're finding that it can do wonderful work in other areas. So in England, they're using it to treat MS. And in France, they're finding that it can help treat arthritis, vascular neurosis, cirrhosis, and advanced liver disease. They're also finding it helps healing of plastic surgery patients. In Japan, they have found very promising work in the treating of sudden deafness and blindness. Sweden has found it can help diabetic gangrene and Buerger's disease. Belgium, reimplants of total extremities have been healing faster. And then in India, it's used to treat leprosy. So it really does help healing. They've noticed that when you give oxygen to patients, that it halves infection. Patients who get extra oxygen were half as likely to be nauseated after surgery. So when you increase the oxygen, your healing is what? Better. So imagine if that was all around the planet. So this idea of using hyperbaric therapy as a healing tool is growing. Here's one that where they're using it on neurological disorders, and they're finding all these awesome results. And so you could actually buy these one-person chambers. Now, this is an older slide, but notice this. You have certain what teams using them? Professional teams. How much money do these teams invest in their players? Millions of dollars. So you want them on the field, not injured. And so you have the Dallas Cowboys, the 49ers, the Jets, the Supersonics, the Knicks, the Grizzlies, the Canucks, the Flyers, the Sharks, the Coyotes, the Wings, the Blues, the Rangers, and then even the British Columbia Lions and the CFL. They found that healing time is nearly, what, twice as fast. When this was compiled, the Cowboys and the 49ers were winning, what, Super Bowls. You win a Super Bowl if your team's not injured. And so this is kind of interesting. Notice this. Here's a back of a base football card. Zach Thomas. About 3 times a week during the season, Zach chills out for an hour or so in a hyperbaric chamber, which is a 12-foot by 4-foot bag inflated with pure oxygen that helps heal the body and promotes a feeling of well-being. So this, he bought his own because he knows that if I play better, I get to sign a better what? Contract. And if I'm injured, I'm not going to sign that contract. So here they are, professional football players, professional basketball players, and hockey players who get injured all the time using hyperbaric oxygen chambers to heal themselves. Here's one. This is an old link, but I've never felt better or more rejuvenated than I did stepping out of the chamber for the first time. So people are buying them because they want to be healed faster. So we would heal faster if the atmosphere is different. But what about plants? Well, plants don't breathe oxygen, but they believe what? Carbon dioxide. So this doctor in Tokyo, he started using raising these tomato plants in a greenhouse that filtered out UV light and pressurized what? CO2. So just the way that oxygen chamber pressurizes the oxygen, he did the same thing with CO2. And so notice, 1 16-foot. How tall is a tomato plant? 16 feet tall produced how many tomatoes? 907 tomatoes. He also made a plant that bore 10,000 tomatoes by doing this pressurized CO2 and filtering the UV light. It would be very similar to conditions that would have existed during the time of the dinosaurs. In fact, it's not just dinosaur bones that they find. Here's a fossil cat. They have found fossil cattails that are how long? 60 feet. So the plant record is showing that plants get humongous. So something has changed. What would happen to insects? Today, bugs are limited in size by the amount of oxygen and air pressure. I don't know what it is, but down in Florida, the bugs are just bigger. I remember I lived in Michigan, and like, listen, they joke about the state bird not being the robin, being the mosquito. And I don't like mosquitoes, and they're really, really bad. But when I went down to Florida, man, their cockroaches were like, you know, the cockroaches are supposed to be little tiny things. Those cockroaches were like as big as my thumb. And I was like, everything was bigger down there. And maybe it has to do with the amount of oxygen down there or something, the air pressure. Because what happens is insects breathe through their skin. So they have found that in certain places that bugs growing in oxygen-rich waters will grow 1,000 times heavier than those living off the coast of Europe. Because when you're breathing through your skin, the surface area to mass has to have a surface area, the volume ratio matters. So if you have a tiny little insect, you have a 600-to-1 ratio. But if you have a big insect, it's only 2-to-1. So you want to have a bigger ratio so the oxygen can get to all of its body parts and function. So in our climate today, insects are just limited. They just can't get bigger and bigger and bigger. They're limited by our atmosphere. But, you know, I thought the thumb-sized cockroaches were big, but then they have ones that are what? 18 inches long in the fossil record. If you were to try to do a Jurassic Park on that, it would never get that big because the atmosphere would limit it. So could you imagine finding one of those in the kitchen? So, they have found a fossil centipede that is 8.5 feet long. I don't like centipedes. They're probably my least favorite creepy crawly. So the Bible actually says that grasshoppers are clean and that you can eat them. Well, back in the day, you know, it kind of makes sense because they used to be 2 feet long. So you can imagine going hunting for them and bringing them back. So here's a fossil of a giant tarantula. So here's someone's hand. No, this is just the body. So you would have the legs coming off. So you could imagine how big that tarantula is. I remember I lived up in Oakhurst for a period of time, and they would have this time where you're just driving down the road and the tarantulas are just crossing the road like crazy. It was just the craziest time. I'd like get out of the parking lot in the church and there's tarantulas all over because they go down the mountains down into Fresno. It's kind of a crazy time. And I was like, wow, I've never seen something like this. But they're like little things you pick up in your hand and they can't even bite your skin. The worst part about them is their hair will kind of leave little stickies in your fingers. But man, could you imagine one that big? Like its body is bigger than your hand, the body. So imagine the legs sticking out of that thing. So we've looked at insects, we've looked at plants. What about animals? What would they be like? It's not just dinosaurs that have big fossils. Rhinoceroses, they have found that have been 18 feet tall. Here's one. They have a demonstration of one in the University of Nebraska. They found giant elk with 12-foot-long antlers. Here's a fossil buffalo horns that have been found with a 12-foot span. Here's giant sloths that have been found. Here's a jaw of a beaver that would have been 7 to 8 feet long. Here's another beaver skull that was found in Ohio that would have been 6 feet long. So here's a normal beaver, and here's a giant beaver. So it's not just dinosaur bones that are big. It's not, you know, just insects. We have mammals, and we have, you know, here's one of a salamander that would have been over 6 feet long. And it's not just them. So you have shark teeth. They've averaged that 1 inch of shark tooth equals 15 feet of shark. So they found this shark tooth, which would estimate that that shark would be 80 feet long. And so it's not just dinosaurs that were big. The fish, the animals were all big. You can't find the shark skeleton because it's made out of cartilage and would disintegrate, but you can find the teeth. So they find all these big animals. So it's not just dinosaurs that are big. So again, what about the dinosaurs? Now here's a science textbook from 1991. The biggest pterosaur flying over the inland sea is a pterodon. Like all reptiles, what does it do? Grows throughout its life. That's why if you buy a little lizard and you put it in a cage and it keeps surviving, you end up having the what? A bigger cage and a bigger cage and a bigger cage. That's why some people end up like, what am I going to do? I bought this little snake. It was cute. This boa constrictor. And now I'm like having the, it was like eating little mice and then it was rats and now it's bunny rabbits. What am I going to do with this thing? Because it'll keep what? Growing and growing and growing until it dies. So lizards just keep growing and growing and growing until they die. So here's a dinosaur, but to me it looks like a what? A turtle. But it's a dinosaur, just because it's a big what? Lizard, but it's literally just a what? A giant turtle. So a dinosaur literally just means terrible what? Lizard. So it's just a big, giant lizard. Now, if you kind of look at this, I mean, think about this. The Chihuahua and the St. Bernard are the same what? They're both the same species. So look at the Triceratops and the chameleon. There's enough similarity. There's just as much similarity there as a Chihuahua and a St. Bernard. So maybe the Triceratops is just an ancient ancestor of a chameleon. It's possible. Now, the question is, did people live with dinosaurs? Now, you have to understand that the word dinosaur was invented by Sir Richard Owen in what? The year 1841. Before that, they were just known as dragons. So here's an 1891 dictionary. There's no word dinosaur in there. In fact, the word dragon, the original definition of a dragon was what? What's a serpent? A snake or a lizard. In fact, there's a species of lizard today that's called a dragon. It's called the Komodo what? Dragon. It's just a big what? Lizard. The crocodile is a bigger lizard. So here's a pre-Inca Indian drawing showing him riding on a giant lizard. There are all these Inca stones, they found tons of them over there. Here's a bunch of them. Over 50,000 Inca stones have been preserved, and they show giant lizards on them. So here's one, and they have these weird spots on them. And why would you draw a dinosaur with spots on it? We would think that'd be ridiculous, right? Well, what's interesting is when they found fossilized dinosaur skin in Bolivia, it has a what on it? A spot. So here's an Inca mummy, textiles on there seem to show giant lizards. So I'm not saying they're as big as what the fossil record shows, but apparently at some point there was giant lizards, because why would we have dragons? I mean, just totally making it up. It seems that there was dragons and lions. Why would they have a completely made-up animal next to a real animal? Here's rock art. It seems to be a big lizard. You have stories. Are all of our ancient stories, a lot of them have people slaying giant lizards. Now, of course, these are probably blown out of proportion, but still, we have fossil records of giant lizards. We have stories about giant lizards called dragons. Here's one. One Chinese legend tells of a famous Chinese man named Yu. After the great flood, Yu surveyed the land of China, divided it into sections. He built channels to drain the water off the sea and help make the land livable again. Many snakes and dragons were driven from the marshlands when Yu created... Helped make the land livable again. Many snakes and dragons were driven from the marshlands where Yu created new farmlands. So the, in the legends, it talked about him driving out big snakes and lizards. After what? The Great Flood. Marco Polo lived in China for 17 years. Around 1271 AD, he reported the emperor raised what? Dragons to pull his chariots. Now, it might not be the giant dinosaurs we have in the fossil record. Maybe it was a Komodo dragon type thing. Maybe it was a crocodile. But it was still big enough to what? Pull a chariot. In 1611, the emperor appointed a post of the royal what? Dragon feeder. Books even tell of Chinese families raising dragons and using their blood for medicine and highly prizing their eggs. And again, another thing, the Chinese zodiac has 11 real animals. Why would they make up a 12th one? And even in the area, there's still a Komodo what? Dragon. There's still a giant lizard. Another legend, Beowulf slew many dragons and was killed while fighting a winged dragon in 538 AD at the age of 88. The story says Beowulf killed Grendel, the dragon, by pulling off one of its small front arms, and the creature bled to death later. So, the question is, does the Bible speak about dinosaurs? Job 40, verse 15 says, "Behold now the behemoth, which I made with you, he eateth grass like a what? Like an ox." There's lots of animals that eat grass like an ox, right? "Lo, his strength is in his loins, and the force is in the navel of his belly." So he sounds like he has a big belly. So elephants have what? They have a big belly, and they eat, they're, you know, plant eaters. A hippopotamus has what? A big belly, and it eats what? Grass, right, or plants. But the brontosaurus also has what? A big belly, right? The next verse, "He moveth his tail like a what? A cedar. The sinews of his stones are wrapped together." So let me ask you a question. Do you think that's moving like a cedar tree? How about this one? That's not like a cedar tree either. But how about this? That's like a rope, right? And I don't even, that's not even like a tail. It's like a little stubby thing. But then this, it's moving like a what? It's swaying like a what? A cedar. So people will try to tell me that the behemoth is a hippopotamus or an elephant or this kind of thing. And I'm not saying it's a brontosaurus, but it's definitely not a hippopotamus or an elephant. It doesn't fit the biblical data. So maybe it is a brontosaurus, because that definitely would have a tail like a cedar. It says his bones are strong pieces of brass. His bones are like bars of iron. Here's a toe bone of like the Brachiosaurus. You could say that's like iron. Here's its forelimb. Here we have, these are the biggest dinosaurs they've ever found. They found one that would have been 60 feet tall. They have a bunch that are 45 feet tall. The giraffe averages 16 to 17 feet. We average 6. These are quite massive creatures. Of course, we've shown that they can't live today. Even if you wanted to do Jurassic Park, they wouldn't be able to breathe because things are different. The mammals were bigger, the fish were bigger, the insects were bigger, and so were the lizards. So the question is, why do we not have dinosaurs today? So where would they live if they did live today? "He the behemoth lieth under the what? In the covert of the reeds and the fens," which means what? They would be in swampy areas. Well, the biggest swamp in all of the world is the Congo. It is 55,000 square miles. Just to help you understand how big that is, the red states are each what? 55,000 square miles. So Iowa, Illinois, Florida are 55,000 square miles. This would be the closest to a swamp, and I've lived there, and it's very swampy, but it's not all swamp. I've driven through Iowa. It's just a sea of plain, and it's a quite a big state, and man, I live in Michigan. Whenever you have to go down south, like I went to Texas this summer and had to drive through all of Illinois, it takes a long time. 55,000 square miles is huge. All the yellow states are smaller than 55,000 square miles. So this Congo, this jungle, swampy area is humongous. And notice what happens in the Congo. Here's a crocodile, and how big is it? 24 feet. Here they are trying to take it out of there with a crane. So it got bigger in that area. So here's an article. Is a brontosaurus roaming Africa's wilds? The New York Herald, February 13th, 1910. So they went and tried to figure this out. Two suspected dinosaurs, Mokele Membe and Ngubu, are observed and encountered on a regular basis. They questioned older Bach, a couple who work on Pierre's plantation. Like most pygmies, they're very familiar with the flora and fauna of the region. I presented them with our book of known African animals and dinosaur illustrations. About 98% of our dinosaur illustrations were what? Rejected, except for two, which they picked out without hesitation. They had observed a sauropod, which is the brontosaurus, and a what? A triceratops. So they would show them dinosaurs. No, never seen it. Show them an African animal. Yes, I've seen it. And they just did this. But every time they showed them a triceratops, they would be like, oh yeah, that we know that one. And they would show them a brontosaurus. They'd be like, yeah, we know that one. Every single time. Meaning that they've seen living what? Brontosauruses and triceratopses in the Congo. 35-foot snake has been found with a native inside an oil rig in Venezuela. So currently we have what? Terrible lizards. And terrible lizards, giant lizards, are what? Dinosaurs. Now, we don't have all of them that have happened. You know, and we actually have no photographic proof of a sauropod or triceratops, just some pygmies that have pointed it out. So what else could have happened? Well, just imagine, and this probably more, I told this story in Oakhurst, so I'll just keep it there. In Oakhurst, California, there's like this, has anyone been that way to go up to Yosemite? You go up through there and there's like this little town. And I remember one time I pulled up the stoplight and I stopped there. And then some deer went running across the street. I'm like, oh man, that doesn't happen. Not even in Michigan when they run around like rats. And I was like, wow, that was kind of amazing. And I kept driving. But imagine like if some the kids would all hang out in this area. It's kind of like the main intersection. There's like a Jamba Juice. And there's like a Starbucks, and a lot of kids hang out there. And there's a cemetery over the top. Could you imagine if a bear wandered down in there and tore up some kids? What would happen to that bear? They would what? They would kill him, right? Because humans don't like predators that are more dangerous than them, and we like to get rid of them. And what animals are always on the extinction list? The giant what? The giant predators, because we don't like them hunting our livestock and we kill them a little bit too aggressively and they go extinct. So we're trying to protect them now, but back in the day they did what? Not try to protect them. So everybody would go out and try to kill that bear. Going back to the legend stories, the legends always talk about some giant dragon or lizard terrorizing people, and then the hero goes and what? Fights the dragon. And then the dragon would what? Get killed, and that person becomes a hero. So a lot of the giant lizards that would have gotten off of Noah's Ark would have been what? Eventually killed off. Now, on top of that, when it comes to Noah's Ark, we say that all of one kind would get on the ark. So that doesn't mean, like, you look at the dinosaurs and they have all these different breeds. Maybe God only selected certain ones of that kind to get on there, and there's already diversity of species, and a bunch of the other ones just went extinct. Maybe there's actually pre-flood animals that didn't fully make it because he only took two of each kind and seven of each kind. And so maybe there's some variations of species that happened for whatever reason before the flood that didn't make it after the flood, and some of those are the dinosaur bones that we find. So, man killed off dinosaurs for meat. They're a menace. They'd be a hero. They prove that they're superior, kind of competition for land. Some of them probably just never made it past the flood, and that's why we have dinosaurs. In fact, in the bones, they're always kind of like in these swirling formations, and they're always with their head, what? Up in the air. Why would you suddenly die in this position? Trying to breathe, because if you're drowning to death. And how do fossils get formed? They have to be buried instantly. So you're trying to swim in the water and breathe, and all of a sudden a huge mud deposit comes in, the flood comes and smashes you and buries you instantly, frozen in time, trying to swim. And that's the way they look like. And they're also in swirling patterns. Why would they be in swirling patterns if they just randomly fell and died? And why would they be in massive graves? Why, when you dig and you have a whole bunch, did they bury themselves? They don't believe in massive burials. So it all shows that dinosaurs seemed, many of them were killed in the what? In the flood. So, in these different conditions, back to humans, the humans would be different. They found a skeleton that was 9 feet 8 inches tall and was recovered from a stone burial mound at Brewersville, Indiana, 1879. A skeleton was found nearly what? 10 feet long in Humboldt Lake bed in June 1931. A skeleton 12 feet long was found by soldiers in Lompoc Rancho, California in 1883. The remains were reburied due to objection by local Indians. Here's a hammerhead that is 18. The object was 61 centimeters long and 13 centimeters wide. I forgot how much it weighed. Anyways, it's just gigantic. It would not be picked up by modern... 17.7 kilograms. It's just a massively huge axe head. Would not fit a normal human. So here's a thumb bone. And then a man found this thumb bone. He tried proving the Smithsonian. They didn't want it. They rejected it. They called him a fraud. He tried proving it. He tried putting everything out on the internet, and they just didn't want to hear it. And he, you know, it's like they're trying to present evidence that their humans are bigger, and this is being rejected. So this is important, because if humans were bigger, the ark was measured by what? Cubits. If the humans were bigger, then the ark would have been what? Bigger, and therefore they'd be able to fit what? More animals. So here's some skull bones. There's a possible race of giants, and the Bible says that what? There were giants in those days. The Bible says that humans were bigger. The fossil record says the animals were bigger. The fossil record, the older articles seem the point that humans were bigger, and the current people that find bigger humans are just getting rejected. So it all pointing to that the Bible was right, that there was giants in the earth in those days. So the original creation, I fully believe, was full of really amazing and beautiful creations of God, and that Adam and Eve rejected to live in that. But the Bible says that we can live in that again, that Eden would be recreated. And so all the cool things, the giant animals, will be recreated and will be bigger, healthier, and stronger, and the environment will be back to be perfect again. And who knows, maybe there's some of the giant lizard that you can have as a pet. So maybe you can ride one yourself. So the Bible is pretty clear that there seems to be this behemoth monster. The fossil record says all animals are bigger. I have no problem with dinosaurs. I don't think all of them made it through the ark. I think some of them have become extinct. And the ones that have made it, there's still a bunch of lizards that get really big today. Komodo dragon, crocodile, boa constrictor. They're still giant lizards comparably, you know, to other lizards. They're not all little tiny little salamanders. Well, not salamanders, amphibian. Tiny little, you know, lizards that run around. So, dinosaurs pose no problems to the biblical account. And so, we don't have to say Satan put the bones in the earth or that there's no such thing as dinosaurs. No, just take somebody, the Job, and say, let's read this behemoth account. Obviously, there's something bigger. The Leviathan, there's another big lizard. There was something going on that we just don't have today, that we haven't seen today. So, let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much that we don't have to be embarrassed by science. There are bones that have been found, and there are explanations for why they're there that perfectly match up with the biblical account. I pray that you will just help increase our faith. I pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen.